Gail Huff Brown joins us live, GMI Studios. She's a Republican candidate in the 1st Congressional District. She joins us live, GMI Studios, our network of news talk stations. Gail, thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you put out a statement yesterday, your campaign. You're joining us live so you can say it in your words, but you had concerns regarding Matt Maurer in a story that broke Associated Press the other day, that it looks like he didn't deny that he voted in the New Hampshire presidential primary in 2016 when he was a resident in Greater Manchester, and then months later, New Jersey, voted in the presidential primary there in the same primary year and election, if you will, overall. He said he did not do anything. Well, before you, you've had concerns about this, let's have a listen to Matt Maurer early this morning live. Good morning, New Hampshire, for Gail. Go ahead, Jay.
So here's the truth, Jack. You know, I moved for work, and I voted where I live, which is perfectly legal. And, you know, the only people insinuating otherwise are Nancy Pelosi and even Hillary Clinton weighed in. You know, you want to talk about them bringing back Barack Obama to change the topic. They actually got Hillary Clinton to dive back into politics here in New Hampshire to attack me yesterday. Amazingly, within only a couple hours of this story coming out.
Gail Huff Brown, last time I checked, you're not Speaker Pelosi or Chris Pappas or Hillary Clinton. You're Gail Huff Brown. You're a Republican.
Absolutely, I'm not. No, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out, though. Thank
you're a Republican candidate in the same race. And do you have concerns over Matt Maurer's apparently voting twice in two different states in the presidential primary in 2016?
I have a lot of concern, and I'll tell you exactly why. And this is very simple, because you can add as much political doublespeak gobbledygook as you want. But here's the bottom line. Matt Maurer voted in New Hampshire, and he voted in New Jersey in the same election, the same primary. That is voter fraud, and there's nothing unclear about that. So let's be clear. We are the party of voter integrity. We are the party that wants to make sure that our vote, one vote, counts. One person, one vote. That's what democracy is all about. You get one vote. You get one bite. That's it. And I just think if we as a party are going to be taken seriously, we cannot nominate someone who has committed voter fraud. We can't do it, Jack. I mean, look at the message also this sends. I mean, are political operatives able to go around from state to state to state and just camp out and say, okay, well, here, I'm ready to vote here, I'm ready to vote here. This is not acceptable. It's not acceptable. And this is something we're fighting. I mean, it's laughable. It's laughable what he is doing by defending voter fraud. Voter fraud is very serious.
No, I asked him. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Gail.
No, if we don't take it seriously, who's going to? I mean, since the election day 2020, we have been fighting back on election fraud. And the bottom line is Matt Maurer's committed voter fraud. That's unacceptable.
Now, I asked him if he did and if there was anything wrong. He said no. He said, and I read him the paragraph from WMUR that, you know, federal law states, and I don't have it in front of me, but basically what you just said, that voting twice in the same election in different states is not, you know, not, it, I don't know if they use the term fraud or legal. He said that was they got an out-of-state election attorney to say that. He says he did nothing wrong or nothing illegal. What do you say?
I say he's a political operative, and he gets paid to say what he has to say to win an election. I'm not a politician. You know that. I'm not a politician. I'm not a lawyer. But what I do look for are the facts, and the facts in this case are plain and simple. He voted twice. That's double voting. That is illegal.
Let me ask you this. Matt Maurer, the last time around, was a nominee in the same race, in the same office, or the same nomination you're seeking now in the 1st Congressional District. He was a nominee last time. Chris Pappas, and Matt Maurer received the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Now, you served under the Trump administration, you and Scott, as Scott Brown, as ambassador to New Zealand. You've been involved in a lot of things,
right.
And you've spoken highly of the former president. Do you think, since voter integrity is such a critical part of President Trump's message going into the midterms and potentially 2024, because he feels there were some shenanigans that happened in the vote count in the last election, does this make Donald Trump, do you think the former president should not endorse Matt Maurer this time around and look at you or one of your other competitors in the race, or do you think former President Trump won't have an issue with this?
I would think he would have an issue with it. Why wouldn't President Trump have an issue with the fact that Matt Maurer is likely the only Republican in the country who may have voted against Donald Trump twice in the primary. Look, he was here working for Chris Christie. That's why Matt Maurer was here. He was working for Chris Christie. He voted for Chris Christie here, and then, boom, goes back to New Jersey right after the primary and casts another vote. This time it's for Donald Trump. Why? Because now Donald Trump's the favored one. He's a political operative. That's what operatives do. Yes, I'm not blaming them for going state to state to state to state, but are you telling me, Jack, that it's okay to go from one state to another and vote, even if you're a political operative? I know, I'll vote in Iowa, then I'm going to vote here in New Hampshire. Oh, wait, now I'm going to work for someone else. I'm going to go vote for them in South Carolina, then Florida. No, one vote, that's it. That's the law. That's not Gail Huff. That's the law.
Gail Huff, good morning, New Hampshire. I just want to ask you this, and one of the stories coming out of the weekend, and we had Governor Sununu live on the show Monday talking about his appearance at the Gridiron Dinner when he says it was only a joke. Everyone needs to lighten up, get a sense of humor. He was having fun at his, he said he was jesting his father, Jen Psaki, people on both sides of the aisle, and former President Donald Trump when he was talking about, he's asked a lot about the former president, what he thinks about him, and he kind of, his buildup to his punchline was, I think he's blanking crazy, but the blanking word was fully said with an F to begin. You know about the Gridiron Dinner. You probably have been there.
Many times.
Corey Lewandowski. Corey Lewandowski was on yesterday, and I asked him if, because he was with the former president yesterday and the night before, if he was aware of what the governor said, even in jest, and if he thought it was funny. He said, yes, he's aware, and doesn't probably think it's too funny and probably crossed the line. Do you think the governor crossed the line there or not as saying the former president is blanking with an F word crazy?
Well, certainly I would let, the governor speak for himself. I will tell you this, that, you know, oftentimes these comedy things can get out of line. There's no question about that. But you're in a room of reporters, okay? Listen, I'm a journalist. I'm a former reporter, okay? You're in a former reporter, and you're never off the record, and you always have to remember that. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you think you're funny, but you're not. I've had that problem, but I will certainly leave it up to the governor to speak for himself on this.
All right. Best way to learn more about the campaign, website is?
Gail Huff Brown for Congress. And thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners.